tell you what, Christmas in America is beautiful. If you don't know, or if you do know, I am from Kenya, I was born and raised in Kenya, and Christmas was a little bit different. You can shout for that, I'm from Africa, yes. And Christmas was a little bit different. Christmas never took so long. It was just a couple of days, we celebrated, and on the 25th, it was over. But then I came to the United States of America, and I was introduced to the process of the Christmas holiday. It started with Christmas songs in November, which I did not understand. Then during Thanksgiving, just after we finished our meal, they told us, let's go get the tree. And I'm like, yo, it's still November. And so we went and got our tree, and then we decorated our tree while we listened to Christmas music. Then I was told we have to watch first of the 5 traditional Christmas movies that everybody has to watch in this season. So we start with The Holiday. We watch The Holiday. Then next comes The Elf. Then we watch The Elf. Then after The Elf is The Grinch. We have to watch The Grinch. So we watch The Grinch. Then the third thing we watch is Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2. Because Home Alone 3, yeah, that was not good. So 1 and 2. Then finally, on the 24th of December, and I feel like this is a Texans thing, we have to watch The White Christmas. And we sit in our couches drinking hot chocolate, and as though when we sleep at night, when we wake up in the morning, we're gonna hear snow, 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 and it has never happened. I have never been here and it has snowed on a Christmas morning, but this was my introduction to Christmas in America, and I love it. I love it all, I love it. It is a long month, but it's the best long month of the year. I love it. But as I was watching this movie, this video of the kids getting so upset, I had to be honest with myself. How would I react if my wife gave me a present that I didn't ask for? Because you see, I give my wife my list a month in advance. I tell her, this is what I need, and on Black Friday, there are better deals so you can get me whatever it is I want. And what would happen if I woke up on Christmas morning and my wife gave me a sack of potatoes? I have to be honest with you, I might cry, because I look forward to the 25th to get new clothes, because that's what I love to get on Christmas morning. But as I was thinking about this, I had to ask myself, why would I react that way on a day that we are meant to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ? You see, kids, Christmas is not about exchanging gifts alone. Christmas is not about sitting down at a table and eating all this good food. Christmas is about celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the question I started asking myself, how should I act? What should the church's position, because the world is looking at, this is our holiday. How should we act? It took me to the story in John 3. The story in John 3 starts with the story of a man called Nicodemus. Nicodemus walks up to Jesus. The Bible tells us Nicodemus is a religious leader. In other words, kids, Nicodemus is a pastor. And he walks up to Jesus, Jesus being God. So Nicodemus is talking to God. And Nicodemus starts the conversation in a great way. He tells him, man, God, Jesus, you're awesome. The stuff you're doing is amazing. Nobody has ever seen anything that you're doing. And God, Jesus is saying, yes, yes. And Nicodemus continues to say, man, like, man, you must be from God. And Jesus says, yes, I am. And Nicodemus continues to have a conversation with Jesus. And Jesus starts cluing Nicodemus about where he's from. Then Jesus tells Nicodemus, listen, where I'm from, to get there, you have to be born again. And Nicodemus is like, wait, what? And Jesus continues, says, that's the very reason I'm here. You have to be born again. And Nicodemus is like, oh, hold up, Jesus. What are you saying? I'm a grown man. Are you telling me I have to go back into my mama's womb and get back out so I could get into heaven? And Jesus is like, Nicodemus, I thought you told me you're a pastor. This is like the simplest conversation. This is like 101 Christianity. And Nicodemus is like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Then we pick up the conversation in John 3:16. Jesus decides to tell Nicodemus, I have to tell you about my father. And in John 3:16, this is the most famous most memorized scripture in all Christianity. In fact, kids, those who are in first through fifth grade, if you memorize this scripture this week, you will get 3 tickets next week to go shopping. So just to let you know, if you memorize, not you, Maloof, just the kids in my classroom. If you memorize John 3:16, it's a simple verse, but everybody knows it. So Jesus turns to Nicodemus and tells him, let me tell you about my Father. And he starts by saying, God, my Father, so loves the world. And he says he just doesn't love the world. He so loves the world. And Nicodemus is like, what does that mean? He says, in fact, in the Greek, the word world means ungodly man, sinners. Jesus begins to tell Nicodemus, listen, my Father loves sinners. He loves them so much. He loves them with everything that's inside of him. And Nicodemus is standing there. I can imagine in my head, he's like wondering, what does that mean? And Jesus continues to say, God loves you so much, it doesn't matter what you've done, he loves you. And I can imagine Nicodemus wondering, what if I have done the worst thing in life? Jesus keeps telling Nicodemus, no, my Father loves sinners so much. You might be in here wondering, Faustin, man, you don't know what I did this last week. You have no clue. I can't even utter what I just did. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus says, God loves you so much. Doesn't matter what argument you had with your wife this morning, I am here to tell you, Jesus loves you so much. And kids, you understand what this so kind of love looks like, right? When your parents are always involved in all your activities, they love you so much, they show up in all your games, and they're shouting and just cheering you on because they love you so much. My mom was this way. My mom loved us so much, she called me almost every hour to find out what I was doing. And she'd call and say, Junior, what are you doing? I'd be like, Mom, I'm hanging out with my friends. She's like, oh, can I hang out with your friends too? I'm like, Mom, listen, I don't know how to say this, but no. You cannot hang out with my friends. You need to find your own friends. But my mom was like, I love you so much, I just want to hang out. And at that moment, I paused and I told myself, I will never treat my teenage kids this way. I will give them all the space they need because they need their space. Until I got Zuri. And every time I see her, I want to squeeze her and tell her, baby girl, I am sorry. Because when you grow up, I am going to call you every hour. Because I love you so much. Kids, God loves you so much. And Jesus continues and says, he just doesn't love you so much. He loved you so much that he gave. And he didn't just give anything. He gave his only begotten son. The word begotten in the Greek simply translates one of a kind. You see, Jesus is one of a kind, church. There is no one like Jesus, church. Jesus came to this earth and did one thing that no one else can ever do for you and I, and that is he died on a cross for our sin. He who knew no sin became sin himself for you and I. Jesus is one of a kind, church. There is no one like my Jesus. And if this Christmas morning you have not taken a moment to just thank Jesus, could you raise your hand and say, thank you, Jesus! There is nobody like Jesus. He is one of a kind. God not only loved us so much, he gave us Jesus. And then Jesus continues to say, now, this gift that the Father has given, it is for whoever believes in it. What Jesus was telling Nicodemus, it doesn't matter what you've done, if you accept this gift, it is yours. Do you mean to tell me, Faustin, if I have talked ill of Jesus himself, I can accept this gift? Yes. Bible says, whoever believes in this gift, it is yours. Well, you don't have no idea the sins I have committed. Doesn't matter. Jesus says, whoever accepts this gift, it is yours. Shh. Man, this could be a good salvation message. But this is how it ties down to the question I asked earlier. How should we act as believers? This Christmas season, if this season is for us to celebrate Jesus and the world is looking at you and I, how should we act? If I was to title this message, I would say this Christmas season, be like the Father. The Bible tells us the Father loved. And he didn't just love, he loved so much. So this Christmas season, love like the Father. And don't just love a little bit, love with everything you have. Because the Bible says God doesn't choose to love, God is love. And this Christmas, I want to encourage you, love your neighbor. Well, Foster, you don't know the in-laws that are coming for Christmas. They are hard to love. I'm just telling you, how many of you have one of those? Yeah, hello. But I'm here to encourage love like the Father this Christmas season. Second thing I would encourage you about this message is give like the Father. Jesus said, God gave his very best. Give your very best this Christmas season. And don't just give for the sake of giving. And don't just give the people that you like to give. Give with all your heart. What should I give? Give your possessions. Give your time. Give your words. At the lady on the counter, encourage her. Use whatever is best in you to give. And let me tell you, church, what happens when we give. Hey, Manny, would you come up? For a second, I want to show you what giving is. Give it up for Manny right now. It's going to help me give y'all an extra illustration. All right, Manny, did your dad give you an offering today? All right, let me have it. It's all blessed. So, Manny, would you say you are generous because you gave me this $10 bill to the church?
Yes.
Church, do you think Manny's generous for giving me this money that his dad gave him? Yeah, you could say so. Because Manny could have chosen to use this money to go buy toys and not give it to the church, right? Right. But in this scenario, who really is the generous one? Manny's dad, right? Give it up for Manny. Thank you so much. The Bible in Psalms 23 says, the earth is the Lord's, and everything in it is his. In Haggai, verse 2, verse 3 says, the silver and gold belongs to the Father. In fact, I just want you to take a minute and all of us, let's just breathe in. Stop. In Genesis, the Bible tells us the air you breathe belongs to the Father. Everything you and I have belongs to the Father. And this Christmas season, when we give, you know what happens? We reflect the generosity of our Father. And so, church, if I was to encourage you this Christmas season, let the world see how generous our Father is. Because everything you and I own belongs to the Father. And when we give, we reflect that he is generous this Christmas season. So when your neighbor who's next door, I want you to show him how generous our Father is. When you're walking past a man who's asking for money, please show him how generous our Father is. When you meet your relatives that you don't so like, I may or may not like, I may consider buying you a gift. Please show him how generous your Father is. Because church, this Christmas season is about showing the generosity of our Father, because God so loved you and I that he gave his one-of-a-kind gift. So this Christmas, let us show the world how generous our Father is. In fact, here at Expression Church, we would love to show our community how generous our Father is. And at the lobby, we have a Christmas tree. And we would ask you, if you would, take a minute, go take a ticket, and go buy you a gift card, because we would love to show our community how generous our Father is. Third thing I would say, this Christmas season, give it to whoever accepts it. It is so common for you and I to give good gifts to those we love. It is common for us to give good gifts to the guys we kind of want to get another gift from. This is me and Cross. It is very common for you and I to give gifts to people we may think we like. But Jesus, God doesn't show us that he gives in that way. God gives it to whoever will take it. So this Christmas season, give it to whoever you can find. Give it to the man, your mailman. Give it to the person who cleans your house. Give it to whoever will receive it. And now I know you're sitting in there and saying, Foster, man, this is great. You sound amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much. But it is hard for me to love like you were saying. It is hard for me to give, like you were saying. And it is hard for me to just give it to anybody. That's true for me too. That is true of Mr. Maloof. That's true of Cross. That's true of all of us. It is hard to give. But the reason why we are able to do so is because of the gift that is Jesus Christ. Because something happens to you and I when Jesus comes into our heart that enables us to show love like the Father shows, that enables you and I to give like the Father gives, that enables you and I to give it to whoever will accept it.